Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
Happy Friday, brothers and sisters. Set us on fire, Lord. Set us on fire, Father. Oh, God, we give you the praise. Hallelujah. Thank God it's Friday. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Daily Fire, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life. To glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning our task for today. Daily Fire is sponsored by churchgirldresses.com, the place where good girls shop. With everything from church wear to casual wear to evening wear, sizes up to XXL, 28W, and expedited shipping now available. We got you covered. Today is Friday. You know what that means. It's a new weekend sale, so make sure you visit churchgirldresses.com. The sale starts on Friday, and it's only for the weekend, but you'll be able to get over 20% off of any order on this weekend. So visit churchgirldresses.com so that you can see the information. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is part two of sleeping with the enemy. Yesterday was on fire, and it was such an awesome message, especially regarding how to get untangled from the enemy, that we had to continue it today. So we are in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 through 13, and then Judges 16, 15 through 21. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. Monday through Friday, when I'm live at 7 a.m., you can call in on air. The number is 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. And I welcome everyone who's tuned in live with me right now. But if you can't call in at 7, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. on my ministry website, feeldfire.com. That's FeeldFire.com. FeeldFire.com. But your best bet is to follow the podcast so the recording will be text straight to your phone at 8 a.m. And that way you never miss your fire, followed by texting the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. If you are unable to write this down, because it's only 15 minutes, I can't, repeat it multiple times, all of the information, as well as the ability to contact me and send me your prayer request, is on my website, feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, fire.com, F-E-E-L-D. FIRE.com. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. I am in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 through 13, reading from the KJV. And we beseech ye, brethren, to know them which labor among you, and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Praise God for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me right now, brothers and sisters. part two of sleeping with the enemy. We're going to get into Judges a little later during this teaching. On yesterday in part one, I laid out for you the foundation of what it means to be sleeping with the enemy, not just naturally, but spiritually, and how to identify the people in your life who would be designated as the enemy. I taught you how to identify those who do not have your best interest at heart. And I taught you how to look at the things that they would do and say that would unequivocally show you the pattern of how they truly feel about you. If you miss that awesome part one, you can hear it on my ministry website, feelthefire.com. So after you listen to this, make sure you go listen to part one, because this is going to pull it all together for you. And as you go throughout this weekend and you work yesterday's task and today's task, by the time you get to church on Sunday or by the time Monday rolls around, you will have made positive, substantive change in your life, tell you forward in the next week and going forward for the rest of your life, to stop wasting time and stop allowing people in your inner circle and stop attending churches or following leaders who do not have your best interest at heart. That's how powerful that was. So here we are today now dealing with part two of sleeping with the enemy. And in this part, I'm going to deal with your conduct. Glory. Yesterday, I dealt with the enemy's conduct and everybody else's conduct. Now I'm going to deal with your conduct, because sometimes you are your own worst enemy. And part of understanding how to, stop sleeping with the enemy and stop dealing with people who don't have your best interest at heart is to realize when your own actions are self-destructive. So in the book of Judges, chapter 16, verses 15 through 21, we were talking about the biblical record of Samson and Delilah, and I spoke with you about the ramifications of continuing to lay your head down in the lap of the enemy. So the way I want to focus on this today is the fact of Samson's conduct. Yesterday I dealt with Delilah. That's external. But sometimes you are your own worst enemy, because despite what others are showing you, despite that they're showing you they don't have your best interest at heart, for some reason you will ignore every flag, ignore every time they have backstabbed you, left you, gossiped about you, sabotage you, and you will keep going back. Glory. See, in the book of Judges, chapter 16, what's more destructive than Delilah's pursuit of Samson to be able to find the source of his strength so that she could be compensated by the Philistines is the fact that Samson kept going back after every time that she tried to sell him out. Now, the first time, we can give him a little grace, right? Because he didn't know she was a conspirator with them to take him. But each time that she asked him, "What is the source of your strength?" and he told her, which was an intentional lie, then he would go to sleep in her lap. And she'd awaken him by saying, "Wake up, Samson. The Philistines are here. They be upon thee." And when he'd awaken, whatever way he told her was the source of taking away his supernatural strength, given to him from birth by the Lord, that's how he'd be bound. And so then he'd shake that off, and he'd defeat the Philistines. He'd come back. she'd ask him again and tell him, you know, you're not telling me the truth, Samson, and this hurts me. He'd tell her another lie. He'd go to sleep in her lap. Then she'd say, wake up, Samson. They're on you. And he'd be bound that way again. How many times, glory, will you keep divulging your secrets to people in your life as Samson did, only to see your innermost secrets posted on social media, shared on Instagram, people talking about them on Snapchat, your family and friends telling them to others, and you keep blaming them but refusing to take accountability for yourself? They showed you who they were when they spread your secrets the first time. As the great late Maya Angelou used to say, when people show you who they are, believe them. How many times does your husband or wife get to cheat on you before you understand that they're not trying to change? Glory. And God has allowed you to be free in that matter. You don't have to remain in that marriage. How many times does your husband or wife, a boyfriend or girlfriend, have to beat on you, lie on you? How many times do they have to steal all your money? How many times do the family members who are addicted to alcohol or drugs have to keep coming to you, stealing your stuff before you understand that this is toxic to you? And even though you love them, you understand that love does not require you to be a doormat. Being a Christian does not require you to be a doormat. You are not Jesus. You cannot change anyone. You cannot come in and change their hearts. Only God can do that. That's why the Bible says some of us plant the seed and some of us water. But only God can give the increase. We can change someone's conduct. We can influence someone's behavior. That's why you have therapy groups. But the only one who can change their nature, the core of who someone is God. That's why the Bible says, when I'm a new person, in Christ, the old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. But I had to first become a new person in whom? In Christ. Christ changes my nature. So if I'm not pursuing Christ, my nature didn't change. That's why, for example, you'll see people go to church, and maybe they'll start doing whatever that church requires. But they'll say, oh, I'm going to give my life to Christ. But they really don't. They're just doing it because the pastor made everybody come to the altar. Well, you don't see a change because their heart never changed. Their nature never changed. True change occurs from the inside out. So here you are being your own worst enemy because you're trying to take the place of God in someone's life. No, you stop giving away your time. Stop giving away your positive vibes and energy to toxic because now you are your own worst enemy. Well, Evangelist Watsy, what should I do? You pray. You fast. You intercede for them, but you set boundaries around yourself because you say, God has come that I may have life and that I may have it more abundantly. And I choose to live in the abundance of life. I choose to live my best life, so I will quit returning to the spirit of Delilah. Ooh, isn't this good teaching? I will quit putting my head in the laps of those who are trying to destroy me. I will quit being a negative Nancy. I will quit being a jaded Jack. I will quit always complaining. I will quit always finding the negative, and I will start to enjoy life. I will start to find the good in me. I will place myself around positive people. I'm talking about when you're your own worst enemy. I'm trying to release you from that right now. I will speak positive affirmation, glory, over my own life. I will tell myself every day that I am beautiful,
that I am fearfully and wonderfully made, that I am handsome, that I am worth something, that I am made in the image of God, that I am joint heirs with Christ, that God will do for me exceeding abundantly above all I could ever ask or think, and that I have purpose. Glory. Don't you feel it? Don't you feel that anointing? Hallelujah. Ooh. Part two of sleeping with the enemy. When you're your own worst enemy. It's time to make a change, brothers and sisters. Ooh, time is run. Let's go into prayer. Then I'm going to do the altar call and end with your task. Don't you feel that liberation? Glory. Say, I will stop sleeping with the enemy, even if the enemy is me. Glory. Say, I will. Glory. Stop sleeping with the enemy, even if the enemy is me. Hallelujah. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Father, this word is changing us. It's moving on us right now. It's liberating us, Lord, to identify when our own conduct is not in our best interest. When our words, when our choices, our strategies, the people we associate with are not in our best interest, but for some reason, something in us does not believe we deserve better, so we keep going back. We keep reattaching ourselves to things that you have removed and people you removed. We keep reopening doors that you closed for a reason. We keep looking at ourselves and condemning ourselves and blaming ourselves. Even when we gave our best, we did our best. We keep trying to change people who don't want to be changed. And because of that, we have become our own worst enemies, and we see the consequences in our lives every day. We're depressed, we're sad, we're living beneath our privilege, we're in debt, we are constantly in counseling, or we're going through multiple breakups, we're going through, Lord, trying to pursue someone who does not want to be caught by us, because we are constantly going back to Delilah, even though the person has already shown him or herself to us. Help us, Lord, to understand our worth. Help us to be the kings and queens that you have, Father, purposed us to be, so that we quit entertaining court jesters in our lives and toxic people. Help us understand that we mean something to you. We weren't made to be doormats. Help us to get some self-esteem so that from this day forward, we stop sleeping with the enemy, because we realize that we deserve a king-size bed with nothing but the love of Christ. We will stop being our own enemies today. Now, Lord, I lift up everyone listening. I ask you to bless them in the city, bless them in the field, bless them when they rise, bless them when they sick, when they sleep. Father, bless them, touch them, heal them, love them, grant them their prayer requests. Oh, mighty God. Oh, mighty God. Oh, mighty, mighty, mighty God. Answer them today in Jesus' name. Let everyone say, I release myself today. Say, I release myself from me today. All right, in Jesus' name, amen. Let me give the altar call. In this great teaching, just keep on praising the Lord. And for those of you who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sins. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ.
Everyone, make sure you're in church on Sunday. If you have nowhere to go and you're in the Miami-Dade area, I would love to have you worship with me out at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ, 6229 Northwest 11th Avenue, Miami 33150. The address is on my ministry website on the Contact Us page, feelthefire.com. Everyone else, make sure you're in church somewhere this weekend. I don't care if you go on Saturday or Sunday. I don't get caught up in legalistic things like that. Just as long as you're in the house of the Lord. All right? Now, our topic for today is part two of sleeping with the enemy. Your task for today and this whole weekend, you got three things to do. You ready? Number one, I need you to release yourself from self-destructive behavior. Stop it. Stop the self-destructive behavior. Number two, I need you to go back and listen to part one if you missed it. It's on my ministry website, feelthefire.com. And number three, I need you to send me your prayer request on feelthefire.com. Number one, stop the self-destructive behavior. Number two, what is number two? Go back and listen to part one if you missed it. It's on my ministry website, feelthefire.com. And number three, send me your prayer request. You can do that through the Contact Me page on feelthefire.com. I'm going to come in agreement with you, and we're going to see some changes, all right? All right, I love you. Have a great weekend. Go to feelthefire.com, feelthefire.com. Share this word with someone else, and don't forget the weekend sale at churchgirldresses.com. I'll see you on Monday.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment. In these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire.